Hey everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and I just wanted to hop on here right quick and check in on you all to see how you are surviving this whole coronavirus pandemic. Can you believe that we are in this situation? We are going through a time that is difficult, you know, for many of us, and I'm praying the health and safety for each and every one of us. And I'm just praying that some good stuff would come out of this. And one thing is, I mean, who knew that folk didn't know that they were supposed to wash their hands, okay? I mean, it just seemed like hand washing and sanitizing your hands is a whole new thing for people. So I'm not even going to judge. I'm not even going to trip. All I'm going to say is that, you know, they say if you do something for 21 days, it can become a habit. So let's just pray that washing our hands and sanitizing our hands will become a habit after 21 days. And perhaps in the future, we can see less cold and flu and viruses being spread from one person to another. And then also, I think that the whole telework, telecommute situation, that there are going to be companies that recognize, wow, we can do this. And so I think that's going to be another good thing that comes out of it. And when you think about the traffic that we have in the DMV, that's a really, really reassuring thing that maybe, you know, we can really, really help with the traffic there. So I did a YouTube video earlier this week, and it was suggested that I kind of do the same information in the podcast. And so what I want to talk to you about today is just surviving the coronavirus. And it's like, if you are a small business, particularly I'm speaking to natural hair businesses, if you're a small business and you're like me, you might be a little bit concerned about what's going to happen. You know, how am I going to make ends meet? You know, what if they shut down the and make everybody self-quarantine or something like that? And so I've been, you know, trying to come up with some proactive ideas to address an unprecedented situation. And I think that some of the ideas that I have might be helpful to you. So I'm going to go ahead and share a few of them with you and ask that if you're in business and you're learning things, you're finding out about organizations that are helping, address getting information that could help the natural hair business community, to just please share. You know, it doesn't cost us anything to share information one with another. And we really need to be united. We really do. So first of all, one of the first things that I did was send an email out to my clients. And basically the email was sent to reassure the clients that, first of all, we are open and available for business. And second of all, just to kind of reassure them that we are paying attention to what's happening out here with the coronavirus, you know, to assure them that in addition to all of the steps that we've taken to protect their health and safety in our shop, that we are adding measures on top of that to make sure that our environment is safe. Our environment would never have more than 8 people in the shop at one time. So the social distancing, you know, for the most part, and being in a crowd of less than 10 has been a blessing for us. I know that, you know, if you have a more commercial or larger salon, that you may have had some difficulties because you have, you know, more than 10, you know, we're appointment only, so people aren't coming in randomly. So our situation has actually been a benefit to be able to continue our business. And so we're very grateful for that. And then also, you know, letting them know that just like, you know, we expect you to let us know if you're not feeling well and go ahead and cancel. Hey, listen, if any of the consultants at Locks Forever, you know, get sick, we'll cancel appointments. That's it. Because the overall safety of our clients and the public at large is a number one priority. If you can move up appointments, it's a good idea to think about doing that. If you have any downtime between now and the next week or so, you know, I would definitely consider moving up appointments. And the reason is that we don't know from one day to the next what they're, you know, what's going to happen. Are they going to have a self-quarantine or, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. And so is somebody going to get sick? So go ahead, move your appointments up, you know, especially with Sister Locks, people are on a schedule. So you want to move those appointments up, get those people in and try to get as many people in before something happens. So I've been able to take and move all of my appointments up through like next Saturday. I have everyone scheduled by Tuesday. So definitely do that. With regard to your finances, call your creditors today. Don't wait until you are due or overdue. Call them, contact them today and find out what are they doing to assist small businesses at this time. You know, what are they doing? Can they extend your loan? I called Navy Federal Credit Union and I asked them just straight up, you know, what can you do for me? And they extended all of my loans by 60 days. Bam, just like that. Easy peasy. And so call each and every one of your creditors and let them know that you're a small business and find out what plans they plan on offering. Also, you want to consider following Small Business Administration, like they have some programs or some like micro loans that they're going to be giving out. And, but it depends on whether or not your area has been approved yet. So in my case, there's no approval yet for Prince William County, Virginia, but there is approval in Woodbridge. There's approval in DC and some surrounding areas, like I think Alexandria was listed, maybe Arlington. So go to the SBA to see what they have for small businesses. Also, Facebook has some programs that they're some options that they're going to be offering for small businesses. And supposedly they're going to give us more information coming up soon. So you definitely want to follow them and any other site that is going to assist small businesses, because we are businesses, right? And even in regard to contacting your clients, you figure you have received emails from any and every business you have ever had any dealings with in your email. So don't you think your clients want to hear from you? So I just wanted to add that to sending the information out to your clients. Hold on to your cash. Hold on to as much cash as possible. I would say basically hold back on any unnecessary expenditures. I have used my credit card just a little bit more often than I normally have, because as small businesses, we need to have our cash. And speaking of cash, I would request from your clients that they use electronic payments if at all possible, because if they use electronic payments, that's going to eliminate your having to leave your shop and go to the bank and go to the nasty ATM machine. And also touching the money, you know, which is so germy as well. So I would ask that they use electronic payments. So I have a couple more tips that I want to give you. But what I want to do is take a break right here real quick, and we'll be back in just a minute. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. We're talking about coronavirus and what we can do to try to get ahead of it. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Thank you. Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107.
Hi, my name is Dr. Mildred Charles, and I'm the new host of the Career and College Matters podcast, which airs on Mondays at 6 p.m. If you're a parent with a high school student or a young adult child who needs help answering the questions what now and what next when it comes to their college and career goals, then you don't want to miss the Career and College Matters podcast. If your child needs help figuring out how to get to the next level of life and find the right pathway to success, then you don't want to miss the Career and College Matters podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 6 p.m.
And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm going to give you a couple more tips about things that I'm doing to try to be proactive with this coronavirus situation and trying to stay ahead of it with regard to my business. If you make products, if you have a product line and you make products, please make sure right now, as soon as possible, that all of the ingredients that you need to make your products are available to you. I saw a sister on the news and she was saying that she had products to sell, but apparently her labels were outsourced and coming from China, so her products were waiting to be sold. Please, you don't have to do that. If you have labels that are, you know, professional and beautiful and you don't have access to them right now, hey, get yourself some labels and print them out in the printer. Just print your own labels. Your customers will understand that, you know, we're in unusual times right now. When I went to order my bottles for the Yum Yum and Morning Glory that I sell, there were no more blue bottles available. So guess what I did? Yes, ma'am. I ordered the 8-ounce brown bottles. So everybody's going to get their Yum Yum and Morning Glory in some brown bottles, okay? Because it's just what we have to do. So we gotta try to keep our businesses moving and not let this thing like shut us down completely. So you want to strategize with your staff. You definitely want to strategize, you know, with your staff. You want to and your coworkers, you know, just like, okay, what are we doing? Do you have any ideas? And by all means, share with each other. You know, nobody has all of the great ideas, but, you know, I think that it's very sad at this time when we can't even share with each other. If you've got a great idea, you know, if you've got a draft letter for your clients, share with the people that you work with. I don't even understand not doing that, but I guess I need to go ahead and offer that anyway. At the end of the day, if our shop shuts down, none of us are going to get paid. And that's kind of what is the real deal. And then just kind of be prepared for the fact that you may have some downtime. And, you know, stylists, can work sun up to sundown on a lot of days, and I know that I do, and just prepare that, you know what? What am I going to do if I have downtime? And just start planning now for all of those things that you haven't been able to get, you know, get through or to get completed or to get to. You know, what are you going to do so that the time that you have down, any downtime that you have, is used constructively? And I think that's going to be important. And then look around, pay attention. You know, when crises like this come up, that's when people recognize needs. And so, you know, what other needs might you be able to fulfill from a business perspective? You know, how you, what are ways that you might be able to expand your business? You know, are there things that you were thinking about looking into as far as expanding your business that you really haven't had time to do the research? You know, this might be the excellent time to do it. Do those things around your house that you haven't had a chance to do. Spend that time with your family. So just plan on being prepared for some downtime and, you know, just making the best of it. I mentioned the letter that I sent out to my clients earlier, and I just want you to know that if you have, you know, a harder time coming up with words to say, as far as putting a letter together, that if you would like a copy of just basically the letter that I sent to my clients, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. Just direct message me and give me your email address and I'll send it to you. And then you can tweak it and personalize it however you want, but it'd be enough to get you started. And your clients are going to be so happy to see that you thought enough of them and enough of their business to reach out to them in this time and to let them know what to expect when they show up to your shop. We're going to take another quick break right here, and then we're going to come back with the conclusion of this podcast. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Just Minding My Black-Owned Business with Lynn Nicole as she explores intriguing insights on starting and growing Black business. Eavesdrop on conversations with successful African-American business owners, entrepreneurs, and leading management experts on how your business can stay ahead of the curve. Just Minding My Black-Owned Business is your advice shop on how to navigate between the margins of business and Black culture with effective decisions. Catch thought-provoking ideas Tuesdays at 7 a.m.
And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm just going to conclude this podcast by saying, you know, don't be discouraged. Find ways to be inspired in this situation. You know, get outdoors when you can. You know, you can't do big groups and everything, but you can get outdoors and take a walk. You know, really take advantage of the time that you may end up having with this. You know, use this situation and this time for some self-reflecting and just see what we can find positive. You know, absolutely pay attention to what the officials are telling us to do and do everything that we can to help flatten the curve of this pandemic so that we can get back to real life. I mean to tell you, I so miss hugging my clients. You know, we've been doing the corona elbow bump and it is just the most unnatural thing ever. And I hope that this all passes soon and we can get back to the embrace. You know, embracing at Locks Forever has just been, you know, part of our culture. And I really believe that we need those hugs in our lives. We really do. And I'm starting to miss them. You know, my husband is in Panama, so I haven't been getting no love, okay? And, you know, even with regard to my Panama business, it's been interrupted by the coronavirus because, you know, I'm not able to travel there right now. But I thank God that I'm here on this side in the United States, and that I can take care of Locks Forever and my home, and you know, my husband can manage things in Panama. So I'm just thinking of the things that I have to be grateful for. I'm grateful right now for just my health and strength. I'm grateful to be able to be making this podcast right now. And that's about all I have today. Just praying your health and safety and your vigilance, and praying that we come out of this, you know, soon. As always, I want to give a shout out to my man, Daryl Spears at Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio. I appreciate the work that he does with my podcast and so many others. If you have thought about having a podcast of your own, hey, holla at me or contact Daryl directly and see how you can make that a reality. You might have some time to work on that, right? So I'm going to let y'all go. But in the meantime, I just want to say, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. And be safe. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Be blessed, y'all. Thanks.